Unit 11. Hurricane. Lesson 41. 1. Dialogue. Jane and Pippa have just returned from walking in the hills. Pippa's parents have been waiting for them.
Good heavens! There you are!
Is there anything the matter?
We were getting very worried.
There's no need to be worried. We're both fine.
Look at your clothes! Where have you been?
We've been anxious about you. We were expecting you back much earlier.
We couldn't get across the river. The bridge has been washed away by the floods. So we had to find another way back. Then we had to walk across some very wet ground. That's how we got so wet and dirty.
We had to climb over some rocks, and it started to rain. Fortunately, we could see where we were going. It just took us a long time to get over the rocks.
What's the matter with your foot, Jane? My shoe has been pressing against my foot, so it hurts a bit.
It was getting very windy in the hills.
Yes, we've just heard a warning on the radio that a hurricane is likely to come. That's why we were getting anxious about you.
Lesson 42. 2. Reading Comprehension. Read the passage to find the answers to these questions. 1. Why did the hurricane cause so much damage? 2. Who helped to get things back to normal after the hurricane?
The Hurricane. 1. On Friday, 16th October 1987, a hurricane struck the southeast of England. Between the hours of midnight and 6 a.m., the hurricane crossed the southeast corner of England with winds of up to 160 kilometers per hour. 19 people lost their lives. If the hurricane had happened during the daytime, there would have been many more deaths. England usually has plenty of rain every month of the year, and Scotland sometimes has very strong winds, especially in winter. However, that night was the worst one in history. It had been raining heavily for 2 days, and the ground was very wet. Besides, it was autumn, and therefore the trees still had their leaves. For these reasons, the strong winds pushed over the trees very easily. In the morning, people woke up and found the world outside their houses completely changed. 15 million trees had been blown down by the high winds, blocking roads, paths, and railway lines. Electricity lines, as well as telephone poles, were brought down by falling trees or branches. Many towns and villages were cut off because there was no electricity. The people who had water offered baths to their neighbors. Many people had to use lamps, as there was no electricity. Many people had lucky escapes. One woman was lying in bed, awake, listening to the rushing winds. A tree fell onto her cottage and onto the other half of her bed. One family lived in a house with very tall trees all around. When the wind started to get strong, family decided that it was not safe to remain in the house. They took plastic sheets and blankets into a field nearby and spent the rest of the night there. One tree fell onto the house, and one of its branches broke the bed in which the daughter was sleeping. It took weeks to clear all the roads and to mend all the broken electricity lines and telephone lines. The army was called in to cut through fallen trees and to help clear the roads and paths. Electricity enters from other parts of Britain traveled south to help repair the damage. They worked long hours for several weeks before everything returned to normal.
Lesson 43. 1. Reading comprehension.
The hurricane. 2. A great many parks lost trees in the hurricane. 3 famous parks in and around London had over 1,400 trees blown over. Kew Gardens is an old and famous research center for plants in the London area. For centuries, travelers have returned from abroad with seeds and young plants to add to the center's collection. It has therefore a large number of old and unusual trees. Altogether, the center lost more than 1,000 trees in the hurricane. One tree, which dated from 1761, was blown over, and many other valuable trees were lost. Later on, the center had a large number of new trees planted. Woods and forests in the southeast were completely destroyed. Millions of young trees have already been planted to take the place of those which were blown over. But it will be more than 100 years before the begins once again to look as it did before. Surprisingly, the weather report on the evening before the storm said there would be strong winds, but not a hurricane. In fact, an expert studying the weather rang up the BBC to ask if a hurricane was on its way. The weatherman in his TV broadcast repeated this to millions of people and then said that there would be no hurricane. The next day, he had a very red face.